I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Change the date on this doc.
There you go. Perfect. Ready? Yo, what is up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Pointless Sports Opinions. I'm the big dog, Chasey J, alongside nasty Nathaniel Tringali. Nathan, how the hell you been?
I keep saying this.
Are we living Groundhog Day or something? This has been a hell. So, I mean, none of you are going to know because I'm not going to put any of them out. But we've had technical and audio difficulties out the ass. This is the fifth day in a row we've filmed a fucking pod?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's been
all the way through.
And, yeah, we went all the way through the last one. That's what makes it hurt the worst. But we did all the precautionary shit. Fingers fucking crossed. We're finally, this will be the one. This is going to be the one podcast. You think I've been doing this for 3 years, I'd be fucking good at it now, but I'm not. Nate, what have you been up to? We haven't done a pod in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, we've both been traveling. You've been to a couple of cities. I went down to the Dominican Republic. We went to Punta Cana.
That's
beautiful.
Right.
It's beautiful. So, been great.
Nice. Yeah, I've been all over the world, too. Visited St. Louis. Me and Nathan hung out a shit ton. Just like old times. It was pretty good. That was a pretty good trip in, I'd say.
It was. You should do it more often.
But 100%.
Not with these flight prices.
No. Maybe if I get a new job. But right, or if the podcast takes off. Come on.
Let's go.
Let's do that. Before we get into anything, make sure you follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram, and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. I got that one off. Last time, I fucked up the beginning, so maybe it was just destiny that the whole thing was messed up. But we have a lot planned today.
Also,
this is a good comeback show.
We also need to put the Bleen Got the Wave plug in here.
True. Bleen. Bleen, my boy Kobe. Check out Bleen Got the Wave on YouTube. TikTok too. He's amazing. He makes our beats. I might be hitting him up. Maybe we do like a season three. Different, give us a different sound, you know? Cause I'm sure Kobe's got 1,000 of those beats. Cause he's just a musical genius. So yeah, maybe we'll hit him up and get a season three.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, definitely go check him out. So a little overview of today. We're gonna talk basketball. I'm going to talk in basketball with Nathan. I was going to say his first time, but Shit, we've done four podcasts already. You're probably more educated than freaking Jeff Van Gundy right now.
I'm well rehearsed.
Yeah, like you're ready to go. We've talked about the same game five different days. So we're going to be talking about that. Then we're going to be getting into some NFL news. There's been a lot going on there. And then we're going to round it out with two long snappers and a lie. This I changed it up. I'm not going to give you the same ones, obviously. So I had to do different ones. I actually wrote a lot about them, too, so we're going to get some good backstory. It's going to be a good pod. So let's start it off. I haven't slept in 2 days. The Celtics are trailing the Warriors 3-2. Game 5 was a turnover bonanza, a missed shot bonanza. Like, it was just fucking bad. It was very bad from the Celtics' part. They did have a little lead in the fourth quarter with Nathan. He loves telling me that. They led in the fourth quarter or the third quarter. They had a shot.
Left in the third.
Like it looked like they were going to end. It looked like they were going to end the third up maybe 10. You know, as my dog's throwing shit in the background. but they were looking good, and then the fourth quarter hit, and they've done what they've done all season, which is blow a fourth quarter lead. I just want to know, Nathan, off the top of your head, do you think the series is done?
I think it's going 7. I think they'll go back to Boston, take game 6. I would probably take the Warriors in 7 though.
Yeah. Who right now are you picking finals MVP?
Can I still say Steph? I mean,
I think so. I think that was going to be the argument I made. I think no matter what, you kind of got to go with Steph. Honestly, if the Celtics win in 7, who the fuck stands out for the Celtics team? You know?
I don't know.
We love Bill Simmons on this podcast. I was listening to him the other day, and he said it best. He's like, name one guy on the Celtics right now. You're like, huh, he's playing the best he ever has in the playoffs this year. No, they all feel like they peaked already. Tatum especially. Jesus Christ. Tatum fucking, he's shooting like me whenever it's me and Nathan versus two people that actually play basketball. So I got to chuck up all the shots. It's like, all right, you know, we got 10 points, but we lost 15-10. Chase scored 10 on 3 of 20 shooting. You know, that's what it looked like. I'm just chucking shit up.
I don't know. Well, he's missing, was he under 30% from 2-point range?
Yeah, he's around 30% for shooting twos, yes.
That's crazy, man.
Which, I mean, and like the thing is too, if you look at them, they're not just like tough contested layups. They're fucking open layups that just rim out. And it's like, you know, it feels like Tatum is, he's got the 3-point game. Now he's starting to get the driving thing going. He's got the jump shot. He's got the rise up over the smaller defender stuff. The only thing he's really lacking is what Steph, Clay, and all those guys will murder you at, which is that little short range, like floater or, you know, little jump shot that they got, the close range. Tatum just doesn't have that, which, yeah. I mean, that's, he can't create spaces on his little, you know, jump shot fakes and everything and his turnarounds. He can't do it. He doesn't create enough space with it. He'd be perfect if he had what Steph and all of them have, but a lot of players would.
He's young.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you got to remember. He's got a lot of career left to figure that out.
He's the same age as us, Nathan.
Is he really?
He's 20 fucking 4. I'm older than him. You might be around the same age, but I'm older than him.
That hurts.
It's so tough to realize that, ain't it? But, I mean, you know, Draymond, as much shit as he's gotten in the playoffs, I've always been a Draymond defender. He gets away with every fucking foul in the book, you know, which, I mean, it happens, I guess, from veterans and whatnot. I hate Draymond in this series. Now I know why everybody in the league fucking hates him. But, I mean, he gets away with shit. And you can't deny the fact that he gets in those players' heads.
And I like Draymond, but he's an easy guy to hate.
Yeah,
especially for fans.
Oh, 100%.
He's an easy guy to hate, like opposing fans.
Yeah,
he's the guy that you'd love him if he was on your team, though.
one. Yeah, like I was about to say, that's the guy that, like, he's not the most talented out there, but he sways games in his own way. Like, he's chirping at Grant Williams. You know, Grant, Jason. I mean, that's what M.A. did this season. Like, he came into the Celtics team and said, yo, you guys are being a bunch of bitches. Like, he's trying to prepare them for Draymond, but they're just not at that level yet, mentally.
Yeah.
You know, they were a strong, mental tough team until the series, it feels like. And now you're getting the turnovers, you're getting the bad shots, and, you know, these guys are starting to break.
A lot of turnovers.
I wrote it in the article. I wrote it in the article. I said Celtics in seven. But I'm going to be honest. I don't think I've ever been more nervous that we're not going to do it than now. That game five was just, it just felt like we were dead.
Well, and then you came back. It felt like you were dead in the first half. Came back in the third quarter. And then, you know, let it slip again. That's really a knife in the heart there.
Yeah. And also, defend the Celtics a little bit here. I will defend the Celtics, shockingly. Who would have seen this coming? But Jason Tatum, he had his shoulder ripped out of socket against the Heat. And I'm telling you, I want to look at the field goal percentage since that happened. Because it just seems like, I mean, he had four air balls in the second half of the last game. Four. Like, that's... I think he's got a shoulder thing. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to give him excuses or anything, but I really think that he's playing hurt. Which, I mean, I know everybody's playing hurt, but if your shoulder's one of the main reasons you shoot with, you know, and I think I wouldn't be surprised at all.
A lot of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all if in the offseason here Tatum got rotator cuff surgery or some shit. But yeah, that's me defending. I gotta go Celtics in seven though. I have to, right? I have no choice.
I'm with you.
What do you mean? You picked the Warriors in seven. You're not with me.
I know. I do want the Celtics to win. I don't know.
But you think the Warriors are going to win?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into some NFL, shall we? All
right.
Monday marked the first day that Lamar Jackson showed up to training camp. He was holding out for a little bit.
This podcast, and we said today.
Exactly. That's how many times we've messed up on here. This is like the third time we're talking about this. Lamar finally shows up to training camp. He was holding out for a little bit. What's your thoughts on the whole Lamar Jackson situation?
Pay the guy. He's got an MVP. I mean, he's performed well all three seasons.
Well is an understatement.
Absolutely, 100%. I was just going to say, he's been a top 10 quarterback for a few years now. Pay the guy.
Yeah. 100%.
Top 10 quarterback for 3 years. I'm sorry, I misspoke. That's not well. That's very good.
Yeah, that's all right. Top 10.
He's played well.
Lamar's, I mean, we've seen what Kyler's doing this offseason. He's unfollowed everybody on, you know, in Arizona and all that shit. And, you know, it just seems like Lamar definitely was more of a team guy than Kyler. That's probably why he's coming back. But Lamar has more of a reason to hold out. Kyler, look at what Baltimore's doing. Baltimore just traded their number one weapon at wide receiver. That dropped six touchdowns last year. Like, he literally is notorious for dropping. Did you see that video I sent you on Facebook?
Which one?
It was the Marquise Brown, like him dropping a bunch of touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad. Let's just, I mean, he drops, and most of the time when he has a drop, it's not like a Devonta Adams year one or two drop. It's like a, holy shit, that was a 50-yard bomb, and he dropped it kind of drop. They just traded him away. Last year, Lamar was playing with Devonta Freeman. Le'Veon Bell was on a football team. And I'm missing somebody else. Who was splitting time? Who was it?
Was it Latavius Murray? No.
I don't know. But it was somebody not good. And that's who he had at running back. And they still went 9-8. Lamar, I'm 100% for it. Like, hold out. He's the first quarterback to rush for 3,000 yards or run for 3,000. God damn it. Pass for 3,000 yards, run for 1,000 since Michael Vick, and he's done it twice. He's only been in the league 4 years, has the highest winning percentage out of any quarterback in that time, higher than Brady, Rodgers, Stafford, all these guys. Lamar's great. He's incredible. Hold out, Lamar. Like, don't accept this bullshit. We got A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown's getting traded, and Baltimore's not, like, chomping at the bit to give him higher than what Philly gave him. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Sorry, I'm taking a drink. Me and Nathan both went up for the drink salute in the middle of a pod. All right, you got anything else to add on Lamar?
I got nothing.
I got my nice little tirade out.
Actually, I hate saying hold out Lamar because I hate players. But he deserves to get paid more than Kyler does. If Kyler's holding out, hold out.
I bet you Kyler's going to get it. He's going to get the bag. Like, you have to pay him.
Yeah, he is.
You know, Lamar, like, and Lamar deserves at least $10 million more. At least. Hunter Renfro got extended 2 years, $32 million for the Las Vegas Raiders. What do you think about the deal? He's going to be the number two. Yeah, and Devontae?
I think him and Devontae are going to play really well off each other. You know, Renfro's a great kind of slot guy. Devontae is more the typical number one, you know, playing on the outside kind of guy by himself. And then you got Darren Waller to throw in there too. Just tall, lengthy, fast tight end.
This is, I've said it 1,000 times since me and Nathan been talking, but this is definitely the big year for Derek Carr. Like, he only threw, 21, 22 touchdowns last year? If you don't throw at least 30 and 4,000 yards with Devontae and Hunter Renfro and Darren Waller and a pretty decent O-line, Derek Carr fucking sucks. I'm sorry, I'm throwing it out. Like, he's just bad. He's not a good quarterback.
Worse than Kirk.
Has to be worse than Kirk. Has to be worse than Kirk. Kirk at least will put up the numbers. You know, Derek Carr hasn't been putting up much numbers. But then again, Renfro was his number one. Do you think Renfro can have, like, a similar season that he had last year, or do you think that the target share thing is going to mess with it a little bit?
I think it could. But then again, I think you got Renfro and Derek Carr really kind of meshed well last year. Obviously, Derek Carr and Devontae Adams played in college. I think these are going to be guys that are going to get a lot of – I think they're going to be throwing the ball a lot, and they're each going to put up a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
What
and then,
I would be
– I mean
– I think this team's going to be super fun to watch.
I agree with you. Like, they're either going to be fourth or first. Like, I don't think there's an in-between.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I do mean it could go either way.
And this is really big for the people that believe that head coaches can develop just like players can. Josh McDaniels, like, you were given the golden opportunity in Denver and you blew it. Like, it's okay. You blew it. Now, you spent more time, you came back, you waited for the perfect opportunity. Remember, he bailed on the Indianapolis job. He waited for the perfect opportunity. I think this Vegas team's better than that Indianapolis team, mainly because, you know, Andrew Luck, that was the year that he retired, like, a month before the season started. But McDaniels, this is your shot. Show that you're a head coach, because if you miss this time too, you know, you're going to be a Matt Patricia type, in my opinion, where it's, hey, who knows if he was even a good coordinator because you were with Belichick. Belichick does everything anyways.
That's bold.
I'm saying this is going to prove, because, like, look at it. You got a Romeo Crennel. He was a Belichick guy. What happened to him? McDaniels.
Disciples, man.
Yeah. I mean, who's that?
They have a good history.
Mangini for the Browns, which then again, these guys are all inheriting bad teams.
Sure.
Charlie Weiss, Notre Dame guy, like, fucking horrible. Like, I'm just saying, I like Romeo Crennel. So
the first time around, I mean, he had Tebow. That's good, right?
He was the guy that drafted Tebow in the first round.
Oh, jeez.
Isn't that fucking nuts? Oh, my God. He couldn't even throw a football.
That's rough.
All right.
I'm still trying to get over that.
So, Baker Mayfield, since I put this in the doc, it just keeps heating up. So I hope we can get it out before something happens. But a lot of talk is between Baker and Carolina. They're saying that maybe a Darnold Baker swap. I'm sure there's going to be picks and people involved and everything. But what do you think about this? Should the Browns trade him? And should Carolina make the trade?
Carolina should not make the trade.
You switched up on me, huh?
They keep messing up the quarterback.
Exactly. You're going to steal my take. You're going to steal my take.
Now, last year they decided to go cheap and go get Darnold.
Yeah.
They missed out on, you know, a couple of quarterbacks. Now, as far as Baker goes, I would want to go to Carolina.
Yeah. I feel you. You took my take word for word, though. Because you were saying to do it. You're saying for Carolina, do it. And I said, no, that's a horrible idea, because guess what? Baker's not – you're going to win – if you win 7 games with Baker, are you surprised? No. Then why the fuck are you training for a quarterback that there's a very, very, very good possibility he goes 7-10? That's just stupid. I get it. You missed on Russ. You missed on Rodgers. You know, it sucks to keep missing on all these guys. But guess what? I would rather miss on guys than commit to some average quarterback that's just going to give us a little higher pick. Like, just, if you're going to tank, tank. You're telling me next year Rodgers isn't going to be available again? Or, you know, Derek Carr might be thrown out there. You got other guys that are better than Baker Mayfield that are going to be out there. And also, if you're Cleveland, why would you want to trade Baker when who knows what's going to happen to Deshaun?
This is a contract year for Kirk Cousins, too, by the way.
Oh, God. Oh, Kirk would be perfect for Carolina. Them going 7-10, him throwing 40 touchdowns and 4,000 yards. That's perfect.
I think it That'd is. Be... No, no. Derek Carr just signed an extension, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, this
I'm saying, like, after, like, next year, like, if this year doesn't work with Carr, if he has another season similar to last year, I think McDaniels is going to say, hey, I'll fucking see you later. You know?
I would.
But I don't get it from either side, just because, you know, Baker, if you get 7 starts, because I think Deshaun's getting at least 10 games. Is that honest to say? It has to be, right?
Ian Rappaport, I was watching something, I forget. He was on the Pat McAfee show. He was saying somewhere between 4-10.
Jeez. Okay, let's just say we'll pick the middle. We'll pick 6. 6 games. You get 6 games for Baker to throw out there. Baker goes 5-1. Guess what? Trade value goes up. Baker goes 1-5. Guess what? Spread rumors that his shoulder's still fucked up. That's all you got to do. Like, people are still going to want to trade for Baker because of what he's done in the past, and he's young. You know? I don't see the problem in just waiting for Cleveland.
Next year's your last year with him anyway.
Exactly. Why not? Why not just wait? I don't know.
Yeah, they never gave him an extension, so next year's his last year in Cleveland, no matter what.
Cooper Kupp won't be his last year for the Rams. He just signed a 3-year, $80 million extension. He also saved the Rams $13 million in cap room this season. They've structured everything, all their contracts, so that they're all spaced out and getting different clumps at different times, so that way all these players are still under the salary cap. It's fascinating, the wizardry they've done. What do you think about this? What do you think about the deal?
I think they're extremely good at math, working all these numbers out. I think it's a steal for Kupp. Not that he got way undervalued, but I think he's undervalued there. $26.5 million-ish average. Yeah.
And wide receivers got paid this year.
Exactly.
Mike Williams got what, 40?
Not a year.
No, like over the span. Like he got, I don't think he's that good of a receiver, and he got fat deal.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he got a fat deal this year.
Jefferson got reworked too, I'm pretty sure.
Who was?
AJ Brown?
No, who did Jacksonville sign? Christian Kirk.
Yeah, Kirk. It? Kirk got fat. Yeah. All these wide receivers got paid. So the Rams definitely won the deal, I think. Coop.
3 years. Cup's going to be. Mike Williams, by the way.
Jesus. Kupp's going to be he's going to be great for a long time, in my opinion. As long as the Rams have a good core around him, if that makes sense. Like, he's just that typical
Stafford and Sean McVay.
Exactly. Like, Kupp's going to be fine, and they're always going to find a way to get, you know, Odell out of nowhere or some random great number two wide receiver.
Allen Robinson
now, yeah. Like, I think they're just set up for the next 2-3 seasons. If we're going to see a repeat, I think this, I mean, I thought this Tampa team last year really had a shot until they all got injured. But this Rams team, if they can stay healthy, they got a good shot. And if Stafford just doesn't shit the bed, which also, that's a what if.
You think so?
You never know. If Stafford had a bad year next year, would you be surprised? He kind of really didn't. I mean, he threw a couple of good plays to Kupp at the end of the game. But, I mean, he didn't play phenomenal to win the game. He wasn't the reason the Rams won.
He doesn't have to be.
I'm just saying.
He's good.
All right. You ready?
We're doing the two long snappers.
It's everybody's favorite game. It's two long snappers and a lie. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give Nathan three players, three NFL long snappers, and one of them is a lie, and Nathan has to figure it out. So, all right, you ready? The rules are pretty simple. You ready?
Yep, let's go.
Okay. I'm just going to read them all off in a row. Morgan Cox, Jeremy Leroy, JJ Jansen. Who is the lie?
Repeat.
Let me know when you're ready.
Who was the second one?
Jeremy Leroy.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Jeremy Leroy.
That is correct.
Nice.
Good job.
There we go.
Oh, my goodness. Great guess.
I almost.
How'd you know? How do you know?
Well, the first one I thought was too obvious. I don't know. Then it was just a 50-50 shot after that.
So, Morgan Cox, he plays for Tennessee right now. He won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens. And he's a four-time Pro Bowler, so he's pretty good. And then the other one, JJ Jansen, he plays for Carolina right now. He's made one Pro Bowl. He was a quarterback in high school and led his team to a regional title. So like he used to be pretty damn good at quarterback.
How do the Pro Bowl selections work? Are those fan votes or are those?
I think for the most part, and then they ask the players if they want to go, and half of them say no, and then they just keep replacing them.
Fair enough.
All right, ready for the next one?
I think they're going to cancel that game here soon.
Yeah, probably. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, number two. Phil Cooks, John Kondo, Mike Leach. Who is the lie? And let me know when you're ready.
Go for it. John Kondo.
That is incorrect. Oh, man. Hey, this is what you did last week, too, though. You went 1 for 2. Phil Cooks.
2 for 3 last week.
You went 2 for 3. Yeah, but you started out 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Phil Cooks was the lie. So, John Kondo was a 2-time Pro Bowler in Oakland. He's retired now. In his high school of Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania, his senior year, he had over 1,000 yards rushing, had over 100 tackles, and also won a wrestling title for his weight class. Isn't that fucking something?
Damn. Shout out.
John Kondo was mowing down some bitches. And then Michael Leach, he played for Tennessee, Denver, and Arizona. He was originally a punter and then switched to the long snapper position. So, all right. You ready? Number three. You got to break. You're at 500. You're at 500. You have to break it here. You did last week. All right. Here we go. Justin Snow, Ethan Albright, Lonnie Paxton. Who is the lie? You ready?
Ethan Albright.
That is correct. What a clutch play. You need to hit up the casino. God damn. So Justin Snow was a Super Bowl champ with the Peyton Manning Colts. In 2003, he was the long snapper, and he was a part of the first kicker, holder, and long snapper combo to not have one missed field goal or extra point attempt through the season and playoffs.
Wow.
They didn't have one miss. No missed field goals at all. Isn't that incredible?
Wow. That's incredible.
You like how I added so many facts now to this?
I do, yeah.
And then Lonnie Paxton, 3-time Super Bowl winner with the Pats from 2000 to 2008. He famously made a snow angel after the Adam Vinatieri kick that won the Pats tuck rule game. If you remember that. He's the guy that did the snow angel.
Wow.
All right. That was a good one. That's probably better than the first one, in my opinion. final thought.
My close is 9 2/3 no hitter last night.
8 2/3. Insane. 8 2/3.
Yeah, yeah. Not 9 2/3. Oh, I was heartbroken.
I was laughing so hard. I just tweeted LMAO. That's so sad that it was funny. But damn, he was putting in work. Do you think that ball should have been caught? People were tweeting that it should have. I'm like, no.
I wouldn't say should have. If you asked Bader, he would probably tell you, yeah, I could have. You know, I should have caught that.
Yeah.
But it was a tough play. I mean,
tough play.
That's not one you should catch. That's one he could catch. If he gets the right break on it, he could catch it.
Yeah. Still incredible effort from a guy that was playing in China or Japan. A couple years ago?
Oh, Bader? Yeah.
No, not Bader. Michaelis.
I was like, what? Michaelis, yeah. No, and Flaherty made his first start today.
Yeah, how'd he do?
He got first inning, let up 2 runs. Kind of stressful. Second inning, also let up 2 runs, and then got a double play to get out of the inning. And then no runs in the third. That was it.
Yeah. All right.
Looked my final thought. Third, so.
Yeah. Hopefully. He's a great pitcher, so hopefully he can bounce back.
It's his first start back, so.
I think Nick's going to be pumping out a baseball pod here soon. My final thought. This is a little dated, but I'm still going to say it because it was fucking awesome. Johnny Manziel played for the Fan-Controlled Football League, and he threw a touchdown pass and lit up a fat doobie right after doing it and got released from the team. Is that not the fucking coolest thing you've ever heard in your entire life?
The most Manziel thing I've ever heard.
That is amazing. That just sums up Johnny Manziel to a T. I thought it was awesome. Just lighting up a fat stogie. He looked like my brother when we used to play like at nighttime football. He'd just light up a dart and be throwing 40-yard corner post routes right on the money. Shout out to Chad. Chad's also going to be a dad, too. Congratulations, Chad.
Congratulations.
Okay. Nathan, you know what to say.
Spread the word.
Spread it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.